We're going to Israel. Itamar Marcus heads up an organization. It's called Palestinian Media Watch. They have a website, palwatch.org. That's P-A-L-W-A-T-C-H, palwatch.org. And you can go there and sign up for their alerts. That's exactly why I am talking with Itamar today. I received his alert about a television program that's been carried on Palestinian television, and a Palestinian young lady is singing a song calling the Jewish people barbaric monkeys and pigs as well. Itamar, you've got to update us. What's the story here?
Well, this was a program about a particular village, and they had a group of senior officials from the village together in the village park, and they spoke to the town, you know, the different town leaders, and then they had two girls at the end of the line, two sisters, probably, oh, I would say aged maybe 8, 9, 10, no more, and they said, "You have a poem for us?" And they said, "Yes," and they start the poem, and the poem is expressing the most hateful Islamic tradition-based hatred against the Jewish people. In Islamic tradition, in the Quran, there's this expression in a number of places where Muhammad curses people and turns them into monkeys and pigs, and Islamic tradition attributes that to the Jews. And this little girl was actually repeating that, and she was even adding, because she said as follows, "O sons of Zion, O most evil among creations, barbaric monkeys and wretched pigs." So the Jews are now not just descendants of monkeys and pigs, but barbaric monkeys, wretched pigs, the most evil among creation. Now, this kind of demonization, hearing this from a little girl, it's just incomprehensible. You look at this girl, she's beautiful, she's sweet. She doesn't know the meaning of what she's saying, but they're indoctrinating. They're blinding this girl's mind and soul, literally, with such hatred that children who are hearing this, children who are being brought up in this, there's no way they're going to ever in the future be able to make peace with Israel and the Jewish people, because they are just so ingrained. So ingrained that the Jewish people are the enemies, barbaric, wretched. It's just inconceivable this is happening today. And speaking to Americans, I'll tell you this is happening with American funding. The United States funds the Palestinian Authority. It funds the general budget. The general budget is producing this. Congressmen, senators, the government knows this, and yet they continue funding this.
Wow, that is a black mark as it relates to our United States Congress and the spending of money to put forth this type of propaganda. You know, I can hardly understand the fact that it's going on, but in reality, the Palestinian Authority leadership endorsing it because they're putting it on their television operation, and at the same time trying to talk with anybody in the United States about a continuation of the peace process, going back to the negotiating table. This does not jive together with what they're telling America they want to have happen.
It never jives, Jimmy. What they say in English to the American people, to American leadership, they have a way of coming across very, very reasonable. What they tell their own people, and especially their children, is completely different. It's night and day. And I constantly tell American leaders, stop listening to what they're saying to you in English. Listen to what we are translating. Listen to the children's program. This children's program, or these little girls saying this, is not an exception. We've had children of this age saying things like, Israel or Zion is Satan with a tail. That was last year. We had before then, we had little girls of this age, also little girls saying that Christians and Jews, not just Jews, Christians and Jews, are inferior, despised. The Christians are just the remnants of the Crusaders, who, of course, the Muslims defeated, and the Jews are just the remnants of Khaybar, who Muhammad destroyed, the Jews of Khaybar. And it says after, and the little girl says after, that Muslims of the world awaken. The Jews are weaker than us. The Christians are weaker than us. Why aren't we essentially fighting them? That's the message. Children's program with bright colors in the studio, balloons all around, and this little girl's talking about Islamic supremacy over Christians and Jews. And again, this is official Palestinian Authority television. This isn't Hamas. This is the moderates. This is Mahmoud Abbas's television. That the United States is paying for.
Yes, and everybody knows that if you take a little child's formative mind and feed it with bad information. That's how they're going to grow up, and that's what they're going to be thinking when they do become adults. Well, this is the month of Ramadan, a 30-day period of fasting by the Islamic people during the daylight hours at least. But normally, at that time of their year, there will be a lot of programming on Palestinian or Muslim television across the world, actually, that are going after the Jewish people. Has that been happening on the Palestinian media, or is it yet to come?
Well, it's just started, really. Yesterday was the first day. We'll see what happens. I know that in other Arab countries, there have been, they've been preparing a 30-day series that has a lot of anti-Semitism and hatred. But we'll see what the Palestinian Authority has produced. What they usually have is during the day, during the fasting time, they stop the regular programming and have mostly religious programming. And then in the evening hours, after dark, when the fast is over, then they have a lot of entertainment programs, and that's when they have these series on. In the past, they had a series which was presented the Protocols of the Elders of Zion as an authentic book with a Jewish plan to conquer all of humanity and subjugate the world under the Jewish people. This was presented, again, over a 30-day period, every night a different installment, and it showed the Jews having these secret meetings and planning to take over the world. And this is broadcast throughout the Arab world during the period of the Ramadan. So we were still to see which programs they have special going on. And next time we speak, I'll be able to update you on what the Arab world is seeing, how they are demonizing, if they are, this Ramadan as well.
Let me talk to you about another subject altogether, the situation in Egypt, the taking down by the Egyptian military of the duly elected president, Mohamed Morsi. He was a part of the Muslim Brotherhood, of course, as is the case with Hamas. They came out, Sheikh Yassin, many years ago, coming from the Muslim Brotherhood into the Gaza Strip and establishing this terrorist organization, a Palestinian terror group. What about Hamas? What are they talking about? Are they talking about the downfall of Morsi? Is it affecting them? What's the media saying?
Well, the Hamas has made some decisions over the last 6 months that have impacted on them tremendously. The first decision that impacted tremendously was supporting the rebels in Syria. The rebels are Islamists. The rebels are a more radical Islam. And they supported them. By doing that, the Iranians became furious with them because the Iranians support Assad. The Iranians support Assad because Syria was the bridge to the Hezbollah in Lebanon. That's where they transported all their weapons. So that by supporting them, they immediately lost all of their Iranian funding and their Iranian arms. Iran was the number one funder and the number one armor of the Hamas. So for the last 6 months, they've lost their funding and lost their arms. What's happened now in Egypt is just the final, almost crushing blow to the Hamas, because at least they felt, well, they at least have the Muslim Brotherhood to the south in Egypt. Now they've lost the Muslim Brotherhood there as well. So they are, I'm sure, they're not, you know, letting this out, but they, I'm sure, are in a major, major crisis. Time will tell if they'll be able to continue to survive and be a force in the Palestinian Authority without the funding. Now, it's not that the Iranians have stopped funding radical organizations. They've stopped funding the Hamas, and they've actually switched over a lot of their funding to the Islamic Jihad in Gaza. So it's possible that the Islamic Jihad will then take over the place of the Hamas. Islamic Jihad is the same ideology, destroy Israel in the name of religion, destroy Jews in the name of religion. So it won't be different for Israel, but in terms of the internal politics of the Palestinian Authority, we might see a stronger Islamic Jihad over the next year or two and a weaker Hamas.
Itamar Marcus covers the Palestinian media with his team. They refer to their organization as Palestinian Media Watch. They have a website, powellwatch.org. You need to go there, sign up for their alerts. They'll send out information that you need to know. For example, our discussion about the young girl calling the Jews barbaric monkeys and hideous pigs. Anyway, that's available at powellwatch.org, and Itamar would love to keep you informed. Itamar, thank you so very much, my good friend. We appreciate this report. We'll check back with you on the situation with Hamas and also the summer camps upcoming from the Palestinian children.
Okay, always nice to talk to you, Jimmy.